We've been talking about creative use of the tongue and the power of words. What does the Bible tell us about words and how they form the circumstances around us?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about the creative use of the tongue. We said in our previous broadcast that words are spiritual. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits thereof. The tongue produces fruit. Now, you can't have fruit without seed. So the seed that the tongue releases to produce that fruit are words. Notice that that scripture, Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. In other words, your words can bring forth life to people or circumstances, or your words can bring forth death. There are two laws operational in the kingdom of God. One is called the law of sin and death, and the other is called the law of the spirit of life in Christ, which is the law of grace. You can read about them in Romans chapter 7 and the beginning of Romans chapter 8. Fear-filled words fulfill the law of sin and death. You see, fear attracts the demonic the way faith attracts the Holy Spirit. Faith-filled words fulfill the law of the spirit of life in Christ and bring life to circumstances, bring life to people, bring life to situations. So our world is formed by our words. That's why the scripture says life and death are in the power of the tongue. As a matter of fact, in the book of Corinthians, Paul actually refers to words as spirituals. And he says, we compare spirituals with spirituals. Now, words are empowered by faith, which is a trust and an expectation upon Christ to empower our words. By the Holy Spirit, of course. And that's why the scripture commands us, have faith in God. But in the original Greek, it really doesn't say that. It says, have the faith of God, or the God kind of faith. Now, what is the God kind of faith, or the faith of God? It's the faith or trust that God has in himself to come through for you and me, and to perform his word the way it is written, that it would be a blessing on our life. And when we have the faith of God, what we are doing is we are having the trust of God on God to come through for us, the same trust that he has upon himself, the same trust that he has of himself to come through for us. That's the faith of God. Ultimately, it's a decision. Doesn't take any more effort to believe than not to believe. So why not believe on the Lord Christ Jesus and receive him into your heart today, that he may work these things in you and bring kingdom life to your circumstances and your very being? You see, God's word spoken aloud produces a spiritual force, and we call that force faith. It is a trust and expectation upon Christ alone in our human spirit man. You see, the faith of God arises out of the spirit man in us when we speak word seeds in line with God's word. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Fruit comes from seed. The power of the tongue is to release seed. The seed released by the power of the tongue are faith-filled words. But you can have faith in the negative, just as you can have faith in the positive. As a matter of fact, negative faith is fear. Fear is nothing more than faith in the negative. In Job 3:25, Job said, "The thing I feared has come upon me." Yes, why? Because fear is faith in the devil and what he says. You see, God's words produce life. The devil's words produce death and fear. And what that does is it causes a spiritual heart failure. Jesus spoke of this in Luke 21:25 and 26 regarding his second coming. He said, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Now watch this. "Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken." You see, fear and negative expectation can cause spiritual heart failure. So notice what this verse tells us. It tells us that fear kills the seed that is supposed to be arising from our heart. And scripture also tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now watch this. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." The Bible says you are what you think. Think negatively, and you will be a negative person. And your life will be filled with negativity. And it's not even necessary. Why? Because you don't have to think negatively. It's a decision not to think negatively and to believe or trust on God. And it doesn't take any more effort to believe than not to believe. It takes the same amount of effort. So why not believe? Why not trust on the Lord and take him at his word? He says in Numbers 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie." He also says in the scripture, "Let God be true and every man a liar." So God is going to perform these faith principles just the way they appear in the Bible, just the way they appear in scripture. You see, he has provided kingdom power in you. And if you walk by faith, it will function. But if you walk by fear, it will malfunction. because you are giving a place to the devil in your life. That's why the scripture says all that is not of faith is sin. Now, there is a law in scripture called the law of seed time and harvest. We find it in the book of Genesis, in which the law of Genesis tells us that every seed reproduces after its own kind. You see, all that the tree will ever be is in the seed. And that's why it's so important to speak faith-filled words, which are seed. If you don't, you'll never have a harvest. In Genesis 1:11, we read, "And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so." You see, if the result is the tree, and whose seed is in itself, that is in the seed, all that the tree is in the seed. The reality of the tree is predetermined by the seed. The same is true with your faith-filled words. The result of your faith-filled words is contained in your words that you speak by faith. The happening is there. That's what this verse in Genesis is telling us. He repeats it in the next verse, Genesis 1:12, "And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good." You see, seeds are packets of faith in which the happening is of whatever it is that you're speaking. And God says, it is good. Did you know that God applies those same principles to himself, that in Genesis 1 it says 9 times, "And God said," and then it continues regarding what he said, and then it says, "And it was." "And God said, and it was." In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "The things I do, you will do, and greater, for I go to the Father." I paraphrase. "The things I do, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do, for I go to the Father." In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ expects us to manifest the same principles that he manifests. Why? Because God is a faith God. Do you dare to do the things that Jesus did by faith? That's what God is asking of you and me. How about starting out with words that are filled with faith to watch them manifest? You can't have a harvest if you don't plant seed. In Genesis 8:22, we read, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Wow. You see, there are laws in effect. There is a law of the harvest, but it follows the law of seed time. You must plant seed first. The seed you plant in the kingdom of God are your faith-filled words. You see, you can confess faith-filled words, but you may be planting the wrong seed because what you're confessing is faith in the negative. You say, "Well, what do you mean, Bern?" Well, let me tell you. You can speak the problem over your circumstances and talk the problem over and over again, confessing it rather than the solution. You see, in 1 Corinthians 5:7, the Holy Spirit, by the Apostle Paul, says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." When you're talking the problem over and over again, you're walking by sight and not by faith. And that's not how the kingdom operates, and that's not how God operates. As a matter of fact, Scripture says all that is not of faith is sin. So how would it be possible to please God if we are continually sinning by speaking our problems rather than the solution? You see, a faith-filled Christian speaks the solution rather than the problem. Jesus even said, "If you say unto this sycamore tree, be uprooted and cast into the sea, it should obey you." The illustration of the sycamore tree is to represent an obstruction which is in your path as you progress down the road of life. And Jesus says, if you say to it, be uprooted and cast into the sea, it should obey you. You see, what is he saying? He's saying your circumstances should obey you, and that should be in proportion to how much faith you apply to your faith confession. We say faith confession brings possession. If you want the result, you've got to confess it first with your mouth. When you speak the problem or confess the problem rather than the solution, you are planting wrong seed. Why? Because
You're looking at the circumstances, not walking by faith, but by sight. See, faith prays or speaks the solution, not the problem. As a matter of fact, that was the secret of Jesus' faith and power. Let me illustrate. In John 8:26, Jesus says, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. What is he saying? He's saying, these faith principles the Father told me, and I speak them. In 1 Corinthians 5:7, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. In other words, get the stinking thinking out of your mind. Purge out the old leaven, the old way of thinking, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. You see, leaven in New Testament scripture is a type of resurrection life and power, kingdom life. The book of Numbers says, on the feast of first fruits, you will eat the bread of leaven. See, leaven there in typology representing resurrection. Why? Because Jesus rose from the dead on the feast of first fruits, one of the Jewish feasts. In John 6:63, we read, it is the spirit that quickens, that is, gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, the word for words in this verse is rhema, which means the living word, the revealed word behind the written word, the revelation. They are spirit and they are life. What is Jesus saying? He's saying that words transmit faith, power, images, and words transmit faith itself. You see, these principles are the secrets of Jesus' faith and power. And he says, you use them too. The things I do, you will do in greater, for I go to the Father. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, we read, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Notice here, folks, that it is telling us how we empower faith-filled words. We believe, that is, we have faith first, and then we speak. Let me give it to you again, because it's important. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. See, having faith, trusting on Christ, believing on Christ, precedes speaking faith-filled words. But when you combine that faith and faith-filled words with the spoken word, the faith confession that comes out of your mouth, guess what happens? You empower those words. Those words find their target, and the manifestation comes. In Romans 8:2, we read, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. And in Mark 4:24, it says, referring to Jesus, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Take heed what you hear. In other words, what Jesus is saying here is, don't sit under teaching that you know is error, because words have power. And that same spirit of error that Paul speaks of in the New Testament scripture is being transmitted to you. You may know that it is wrong, but by your presence under its ministry, you are sanctioning what it is doing and saying and giving it permission to minister to you. It is just a question of time before it will affect you spiritually and affect your thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. So what have we learned today? What we've learned is that we can plant wrong seed, negative words, negative thoughts that we speak, discussing our problems rather than the solutions, and get no harvest or a negative harvest. Or we can plant positive seed, positive faith-filled words that we speak out of our mouth, and have a blessed harvest, because life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:21 says, there is a law of seed time and harvest. Let me ask you a question. Would you like the power of the kingdom of God to work for you? Do you know that Jesus Christ is real? He is a living spirit person, willing and able to get involved in your life and to change your circumstances and to teach you spiritual things that you do not know? That he'll do so for the asking. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but through me. See, you cannot get to Father God in any other way except Christ Jesus. If Jesus has a way into your heart, he has a way out of your circumstances. And there is no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. And he will do so for the asking. God loves you. He wants a relationship with you. But you will never get an experience of the reality of Christ Jesus without first reaching out to him. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. He who hears my voice, that's the tug on the heart to receive him. He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. Christ wants to be a friend, a kinsman redeemer, who will save you from sin and self for the asking. He stands at the door and he knocks. He who hears his voice, that is the tug on your heart, and opens the door, he promises, I will come into him. Would you like that experience? Today is as good a day as any, and why not? Pray this prayer aloud with me right now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, God will clean you up. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Pray this prayer aloud right now.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior. and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.